possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, hello there, everybody. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to those who celebrate. It is Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester here coming to you in all kinds of ways, over the air on KFH, 97.5, 1240 AM, on our video streams on 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X. Glad to have you all with us. All the different ways we take you in here and you take us in, we appreciate it. The Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, it's all a lot of fun. Thanks for being here with us. We've got a fun show coming up today for you. We have Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul joining us in just a few minutes. We have Shri Islada, our KU insider, joining us as well on the show today. The Royals get a big win last night. We are inching closer and closer to college football season. We are closer to the NFL season. It's all coming for you. It's all what's on tap today, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. The just-announced Kansas Lager Fest. Join WBC along with more than a dozen more breweries for samples in celebration of the crisp, clean brews known as lagers. Go to www.wichitabrew.com to get your tickets now. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Another busy day today. A little bit of breaking news in the NFL this morning. James Cook and the Bills, they reached an agreement on an extension. He gets his bag, four-year, $48 million extension for one, you know, a guy that's become one of the NFL's best running backs. And there was a brief contract dispute from him and threats of holding out and that sort of thing. But he gets his money. There aren't a lot of running backs out there that do get paid like that, and he's one of them.
Yeah, we've seen him. We've seen Kyren Williams get that this offseason. You know, maybe there's a chance and a hope that, you know, Isaiah Pacheco could have a big year and actually get paid. Remember, he was such a late draft pick. It's going to be a while before he makes any real money if he can stay healthy this year. But look, the running backs, Tommy, are getting paid. Christian McCaffrey got paid. We're seeing guys get paid. Maybe this is good news for Breece Hall. The position that was sort of forgotten about for the few years has gone away. This is the ebbs and flows of the NFL. This is how it goes. Now all of a sudden running backs have value again. Derrick Henry, two of the big contenders, Derrick Henry with the Ravens, and now Cook with the Bills. We know McCaffrey's getting paid for the 49ers. We know Saquon Barkley's getting paid for the Eagles. I mentioned Kyren Williams for the Rams. A lot of these good teams in the NFL are paying running backs now. And I think, I mean, doesn't that warm your heart a little bit after the position was just being so disrespected for, I don't know, what was it, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, there have been so many running backs that had kind of gotten thrown in the trash a little bit, and they weren't able to make any money, or they were getting cut, or they weren't able to get extensions from their teams and all of that. I don't know as of right this second. I'm not sure I'd be totally on board with an Isaiah Pacheco extension like what James Cook got.
No. I don't mean now.
Like, I mean, a four-year deal for a guy that runs like crazy and, you know, has been often injured. I don't know if there's, at this point, I would say the jury is still out on if there will be gas left in the tank for a four-year extension for him. But I do hope that he has a productive season and he can get some kind of contract from the Chiefs. But I don't think I'd be advocating for 4 years, $48 million for Isaiah Pacheco.
I definitely don't mean now, and I definitely don't mean 4 years, $48 million. I mean just kind of anything for him, honestly, like anything, because the Chiefs cycle through these guys, and it's not that wasn't even like a commentary. They need to pay. It was just, I've worried about him in the past. Like, man, this guy's going to, like, he's going to lay it all out on the line in the NFL and probably never get a good payday. So maybe there are some trends and more motivation for him, honestly, to stay healthy. Look, he can grow and adapt too, and could be a big part of the Chiefs offense if he's able to stay on the field. And we're being a little unfair. He's had one injury of significance. It's just predictive because of his style of running. People used to say that about Derrick Henry too. A little bigger than Isaiah Pacheco. But yeah, that's pretty interesting news there for the Bills. We wondered what would happen with that position. That's been a little bit contentious with them. The Royals get their big win last night, Tommy. Another one. They're doing what they're supposed to do. That one more in line with the way we thought it should go. 8-5 winners. The offense leads the way in that one. The bullpen a little bit shaky for the Royals. They gave up 3 runs in 3 1/3 innings, but didn't matter because the offense exploded and here they come. Maybe this is, you know, maybe we're starting to see it a little bit. I know it's against the Nationals, but, you know, they could be losing these games too.
Well, yeah, and Michael Wacha had a really impressive start. He didn't go quite as deep in the game as he had in previous starts, but he looked pretty rock solid when he was out there. Really a fairly efficient outing for him, too. The pitch count stayed relatively low, and I think that Matt Quatrero kind of thought, okay, the Royals have a pretty good lead. The offense is clicking tonight. We don't necessarily need Wacha to go 7 or 8 innings and throw a bunch of pitches. Let's go ahead and turn it over to the bullpen. And it was a little bit shaky at times from the bullpen pieces, but when it mattered the most in the 9th inning, they actually called on Lucas Ersig to give Carlos Estevez a night off. And Ersig went 1-2-3 in the 9th and earned only his second save of the season. Well, you know, he was the primary closer for the back half of the year last year before the Royals went out and acquired Estevez. He hasn't had a whole lot of save opportunities, but he was able to take advantage of that. And that was a really quick 9th inning too. The Nationals really didn't put up much of a fight, you know, even though they were only a couple of runs down. So that was good to see. And then, yeah, offensively, it was an explosion for the Royals, and specifically with Vinny Pasquantino. He had 5 RBIs on the night, hit a massive 3-run home run that was a rocket out to right field. That was pretty exciting to watch. He had a really good offensive game, and that was great to see.
It was. They have those kinds of offensive players that can carry you into a night, just like Vinny did last night. We know Bobby Witt Jr. can do that. We know Salvi can do that. Heck, Mikel Garcia has been able to do that this year. I've always thought that's what, you know, could be a big part of why they could have a really extended stretch of baseball. But they're going to have to pitch, and it was nice. I'm with you. Estevez needed a night off, and it was good to get him one. And now they come back to day baseball, and if they need him today, he'll be locked in and ready to go. That's big. You got to be able to do that kind of stuff.
On top of that, too, I mean, I think the Royals have shown over the last week or so that they're committed to not have Jonathan India bat leadoff. It's been either Mike Yastrzemski or Mikel Garcia. They've kind of gone back and forth, and India has moved down the lineup. And he paid it off last night. He had a 2-run homer that was a great at bat for him, got the ball out of the ballpark to add to that lead for Kansas City. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to move him out of the leadoff spot, especially if you've got a couple of guys in Garcia and Yastrzemski that can split that role, and they can be effective at the very top of the lineup too.
Yeah, it's good. Now they got day baseball today. Finish off the sweep. It is the Nationals. It would be nice. Hey, want to tell you that Sports Talk right here on KFH, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS, KWCH 12, and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are so close and cannot wait for those CBS games over the Friends on 12 News. It's going to be a blast. We're going to get college football before that. Again, Shreyas Lada coming up in the next hour. We'll talk a little KU. No love in that AP top 25 like there was in the coaches poll. We'll discuss that and other things. Up next, Kevin Saul, Wichita State's athletic director. It's been about a month since we've chatted. We'll get all caught up, get ready for the fall sports season, look ahead to some men's hoops, some TBT reactions. That's all next. Don't go away. It's a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday here on Sports Daily.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday to you. Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Joining us now, Kevin Salt, State's Athletic Director. Kevin, we're via phone line today, so I'm going to pretend that you have your best Hawaiian on here this morning to celebrate one of the great days of the week. How are you this morning?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having us on the show. Tommy, where's the Hawaiian shirt?
You know, you got to be a little different. You got to buck the trend and not just follow the crowd all the time. That's what I tell Jacob every single week.
He's a wuss. He won't do it. He won't do it.
I'm joining you in the dress shirt Wednesday. We've got fall address with all of our faculty, staff, and students, and athletics is playing a key role in that. So I've got to dress it up a little bit, put on a show.
There's not a better opportunity to make a statement right now that we're here to have some fun.
That's right.
Chalker athletics. Kevin, speaking of having fun, man, the TBT was perfect. I think you probably heard a lot of the same things we did after that, especially after that Sunday win. Like, man, this is so great. Coke Arena, we got to get this back. How much does that fire you guys up to see that sort of momentum, walk up crowds like that, the energy, the whole program celebrating? What a great time it was for Shocker basketball now and then and all over the place. It was a couple weeks ago now.
Man, it was a great couple of weeks, guys. I'm staring right now at the tickets paid and attendance numbers, and you guys might be amazed. Like the Aftershocks played sessions 2 through 7, and I'm just going to reel off a bunch of numbers at you. But these were the announced attendances sessions 2 through 7. We went 2,600, 2,300, 3,100, 4,400, 5,200, and then 9,000. We take that as a significant and awesome sign of what the Wichita community does when you put a great product on the floor. And it's interesting, guys, we've had a lot of conversations, obviously, in the college space about, you know, the transfer portal and roster turnover and all those things. And I remember having a conversation with someone in the community, and they asked me, hey, how do you combat that conversation in the community? And it was Monday, right after the championship Sunday. I said, well, there were 9,000 people in Coke Arena on Sunday night, and we had 4 alumni from our Wichita State men's basketball program. So there clearly was 9,000 folks in Wichita that were really excited about the success on the floor, the opportunity to win a championship, and not maybe knowing everybody on the roster.
I think that's such a big point. I mean, you know, the guys that up until they played those games in Wichita, you know, the fan base didn't know who they were, but they became household names and they became, you know, Aftershocks legends and all of that. It's probably hard to quantify, but is there a way to be able to sort of bottle up that energy and then be able to maybe show it as an example to the current players, the current coaching staff, all of that? Like, you know, look, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, there's no question. And guys, I was the first one to text a screenshot of those attendance numbers to our head coaches and just reinforce and encourage them in terms of what they're doing to build their programs. When we put quality products on the court and the field, the Wichita community will definitely support that. And not only the Wichita community, guys, we're talking television viewership. The championship game that was on Fox was the most watched TBT in history. It was up over 67%. From the 24 Fox Championship, and TBT also set the overall attendance record at just over 85,000 fans, and certainly Wichita led that component of it. So it's a very, very encouraging component, and we bottle it up, guys. We bottle it up in terms of messaging within our department. We talk about it, but we also use that opportunity to sell season tickets. TBT is such a great partner that they allow us to do some very, very creative things. And so we invited lapsed season ticket holders into Coke Arena for semifinals and finals. And we did our season ticket pitch with them. And we showed them open seats within the arena. Our staff was engaged and involved. And we will sell a lot of season tickets off of the TBT championship. You couldn't ask for a better platform for marketing and promotions for our men's basketball program in July, in the middle of the summer, to have 9,000 folks in your basketball arena and give you a platform from which you can market and promote your own programs and sell season tickets. So it's been very successful for us, and we're encouraged about the season upcoming.
Well, and I want to just people just to think about what you just said for a second. Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, viewership records in a championship game that was played in Wichita, and we know 9,000 people weren't watching it on TV. They were there at Coke Arena. I wonder, Kevin, if that has any, and maybe you've seen this, maybe you haven't. The economy's been tight. I run a couple of businesses. Like we can all feel it out there, especially the entertainment space. I know you guys too. Maybe there's some momentum. Maybe the timing of all of this could just be perfect if Shockerman's basketball has a big year. Do you feel that way at all?
I could not agree with you more. I think we have a very, very unique opportunity here. To have 9,000 folks, as I mentioned, in Coke Arena is certainly a blessing in the middle of July. Guys, that was the largest attendance inside Coke Arena since COVID. So we're talking about 5-6 years now. And so it's retraining and getting back into the habit of getting to Coke Arena. And obviously the product on the floor plays a huge component to that. And we're excited about the roster. Our guys had a chance to scrimmage against the TBT team and they beat them. Very physical game. Our guys didn't back down. We were very strong defensively. Again, early exhibition preseason, but you take the data points where you can get them. So we're really excited about that, guys. And I would tell you there's some momentum in terms of season ticket sales. We've got several hundred new season tickets sold. Our renewal process is ongoing. The renewal due date is September 15th. So we'll know when we get to the middle of September where we are there. The goal is to be in that 90 to 95% renewed range. That's a really good spot for our industry. And I think we're tracking in that 90 to 92%. So the time is now, guys. We've got the lowest season ticket that we've offered in 15 years. We have a $400 season ticket. And I'll share this quick story with you. I had a very engaged and generous donor that approached us and said, hey, we want to give to the roster resources. We want to help you guys recruit and retain talent, but we don't just want to write a check. We want to see if we can do it in a creative way. And so long story short, where we landed is this gentleman's going to buy 50 of our $400 season tickets, right? So a $20,000 spend that's going to end up going into revenue and roster resources and all those things. But at the end of the day, he said, what's most important to me is to support the program, to get people in those seats. And so we've partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and they'll have 25 sets of tickets that they will offer to their big and little pairs. There's over 700 pairs in the Wichita community. And so it gives them an opportunity. It helps Big Brother Big Sister recruit volunteers. And those are the types of impacts that we're looking for, right? There's revenue involved in that. There's people in the seats. There's investment in the community. And so you'll see a story on that here in the next couple of days. And obviously, we'd love to expand that program. And a $400 season ticket allows you the opportunity to do that.
Speaking of Coke Arena, Kevin, we're knocking on the doorstep of, you know, the upcoming sports season for Wichita State and volleyball right around the corner. We're a couple of weeks away from the first volleyball match. What do we know about the squad of obviously Chris Lamb as head coach? What do we know about the way that season's set up?
Yeah, we've got four starters coming back, and Chris would tell you, I think, both publicly and privately, that they have assembled a recruiting class that might be their best in the last 5 to 7 years. So they've got some depth. They've got some experience. They've done a nice job in both the portal, but also recruiting freshmen. So that piece has been really good. The schedule's loaded again, as it always is every year, guys. The first weekend, the Shocker Volleyball Classic, August 29th through the 31st, we've got Kennesaw State and Arkansas in here, which is really, really good. We play at BYU in their tournament. So we'll pick up some great strength there. We've got K-State, KU, all those things. So a really good schedule. And I expect us to be ranked relatively high in the preseason schedule with the American. Again, some good depth. We've got athleticism. We've got experience. We've got starters coming back. So we have high expectations for our volleyball program coming off their first NCAA tournament and conference championship last year in 7 years.
Could you guys feel that momentum at all in the offseason from last season? Was that something tangible that, you know, even off the court you guys have been able to use?
Yeah, I think so, man. When you're hosting young women on your campus and you've got beautiful facilities to show them, you've got an experienced and very capable staff that's invested in their development and success. You walk into the basketball office and there's a conference championship trophy on the front desk with an NIVC championship trophy from a couple of years ago. We certainly are trending in a much better direction, and Coach Lamb and his staff are to be accredited for that. But most importantly, just the hard work of our student athletes and our student athletes and families that have trusted Wichita State to come here and build a championship program.
It's been a minute, Kevin, since we've talked about facilities. You know, of course, it wasn't that long ago that the big topic of conversation was the project at Cessna Stadium and all of that. How are things looking overall, facility-wise, the projects and all the different things you guys are working on?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that question. We finished up the softball indoor over at Wilkins, full indoor infield turf. So what a phenomenal facility for our softball program. Sidney McKinney took the first swings as we were hosting AUSL this summer. We will very soon transition into constructing the team operations building, which is just on the south side of that facility, guys. So we'll move the batting cages and hitting and pitching tunnels over to the north side of the indoor, and then we'll start construction on a truly first-class team operations facility with team rooms, locker rooms, coaches' offices, mud rooms, training rooms, all those elements in there. So really, really excited about that and the work that we've done here in the last couple, 3 years that will tie into that in terms of the new dugout, the lights, the field, all those things. So softball is progressing very well. You mentioned University Stadium. As you guys know, we finished up the first phase on the east side prior to state high school track, and that went over very well. We had plenty of spectator seating. I know that was a concern for a lot of folks, and it set up very, very well in terms of the designed areas for team camps. Guys, the weather obviously helped, but last year we set an attendance record over that two-day event of just barely over 30,000. And this year we had 31,300. So set another attendance record. That's a really important event for our community. It provides $7 million of direct economic impact to our businesses, our restaurants, our hotels, to bring that number of folks to Wichita. And so we are currently in phase two, which is the event level. So you've got all your field venue areas. You've got an Olympic-sized nine-lane track. You'll have an artificial turf surface on the inside that will be sized to fit a 75-yard by 120-yard soccer or football field. This will truly be a community facility. We have aspirations of hosting high school football games of the week on Friday nights. We want to host high school soccer. We want to get into some state championships. And it will pave the way down the road for us to seriously consider adding women's soccer to our sport portfolio. And we've got some other really great opportunities on the horizon that we're discussing now. And it's all because President Muma and our university are investing significantly in University Stadium. So we'll finish up that event area. We'll get into state high school track 26, and then we'll start the larger project, which is the west side.
Kevin Saul joining us, Wichita State's athletic director. Before we let you get to the day's busy activities, back to school, let's talk about Shocker basketball, not the aftershocks. This crew's been on campus now for, I don't know, a month, maybe a month and a half. What are you hearing from the coaches? Is this group, I mean, it bringing the optimism that we know we talked about earlier and how valuable that can be?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. Yeah, it's a great summer. We've got a great group of young men that are, I think immediately you could tell that culturally they really enjoy being around each other, and that's everybody on the squad. And so that piece is really encouraging to see that they enjoy being around each other. They work hard, incredibly competitive. Now, Jacob, I would tell you and Tommy that everybody feels great about their roster in August, right? Because you've had a great summer. There's been very little adversity. They crushed it in the weight room. They did a really nice job there. And what I will tell you is I've watched, so just my personal observations, it's an incredibly competitive group. We've got four guys that, when you talk about where we've improved on the floor, you got four guys that shot better than 40% from three at their previous institution. And so we feel really good about being able to stretch the defense a little bit in terms of effective shooting outside. We've got two very different centers in Will and Emmanuel. Will's 7'2", quick feet. He's quick up and down the floor, can score with his back to the basket. So he's got some post moves. Emmanuel is an absolute load. 6'9", 240, I think, 230, 240. And he has a motor that just won't quit. And so really good class that we felt like coming in. And as I mentioned, guys, they scrimmaged the TBT, and I had an opportunity to engage with Zach Bush, a couple of the players at an FCA event. I asked those guys, I said, hey, what did you think of our club as you scrimmaged them? And the resounding response was incredibly physical. They were not scared. They did not back down to the physical style of TBT play against guys that were 26 to 34 years old. Shot it well. And the piece that I think is most encouraging for the Wichita community is Zach Bush told me, he said, man, you guys did not miss one pick and roll defense. You guys were prepared for it. You defended incredibly well. You were really physical. You rebounded well. And those are all the trademarks that resonate in the Wichita community as it relates to what they want from a Wichita State men's basketball program. So just would encourage folks, man, now's the time to get on. We've got our cheapest season tickets in 15 years. They can call 316-978-FANS and we'll get you taken care of. It's a great time to jump on board.
There it is. There's the number. Let's fill up Coke Arena this season. Man, it was too much fun not to. Kevin, we appreciate it. We'll have a couple more conversations. Not many before we're into that season as well, which is good stuff there. Go back and check any of it out that you might have missed on the Odyssey app, Tommy. It was everyone had the same reaction. Every single person had the same reaction. Man, that was awesome. We got to get that back. It was the biggest crowd since COVID. It was certainly as loud as any crowd I've seen. And I've been in there for a couple of the real premier games since, where it's been close to capacity and all that stuff. But yeah, people are just ready for it. You couldn't walk out of that arena that day without people looking at you just kind of with, it's like that universal head nod. Like you're walking out and everybody just kind of gives each other the, yeah, that's right.
I think the fans that were there, I know at least I felt it watching it on TV, but there was kind of this nostalgic feel of this is the way the Roundhouse used to be, and we get a chance to kind of experience it again, but it doesn't mean that it can't be that way in the future. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. They know that, you know, they've got their work cut out for them to get the fan base back. The product on the court, I mean, winning cures all, you know, so that's first and foremost. But then all the different things that I know the university is trying to implement with season ticket pricing and fan experience and amenities and all these different things, that all plays into it. It's like a big pot of stew, right? You got to get all the ingredients right. And once it's mixed together in a great way, you know, that's when it's fantastic. And so, it's a challenge. It's an uphill climb. But I think if anything, that final in the TBT, it shows that it can be done again.
You buttering me up, Stu, talk on Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday.
I knew you would like that analogy. I knew, you know, you're right there. You love soup. So I figured that would get you going.
So I was right behind the national broadcasters, and every like break or moment, I was just watching them, and they would just look at each other, just these big grins on their face. It's a badge of honor. Coke Arena is, I think, for the community to be as loud and rowdy as any venue in the country. It is as loud as any venue I've been to. Let's talk Royals. We briefly touched on it. The game against the Nationals, they get day baseball today. They're back to 500. They've struggled putting any extension on those games over 500. But what better opportunity than tonight when you're playing the Nationals? You got a chance for the sweep. It's day baseball. You're running out of time. They're 120 games into this thing, and you got your ace, Seth Lugo, on the mound. This is it. Go finish the job and then get into that day off and catch your breath a little bit.
I heard the broadcasters last night on TV say that this was the third time in the last 11 days that the Royals have been back at 500. So I feel like it's like a broken record. Like we come on this show every few days and say the Royals are back to 500. And, you know, they've gotten there. They've not been able to get up over the hump. They fall a game or two under 500. Then they win a couple and get back up there. It's been 2 months. Can you believe that? 2 months since the Royals have been over 500. You have to go all the way back to the middle of June, the last time that they were over 500. And they've got an opportunity now, like you mentioned. You lined out all the reasons why the Royals can get over 500 with a win tonight, with Seth Lugo on the mound against a team that you know, you've been able to beat up on a little bit over the first two games, and show why you have the potential to be a playoff team. I mentioned on the show yesterday, I think it was on our sign-off, that I was hoping that we would be talking today about what it would take for the Royals to sweep the Nationals. And we're in that position right now. We're in that place right now with their ace on the mound. He didn't have a very good outing his last time out. And so now you've got an opportunity with Lugo on the hill to be able to kind of shake off the way that the last start went against a team that you should be able to beat and have a really good opportunity to do so. And then, by the way, you welcome in the White Sox this weekend, who also are not very good. And so, like, this should be an opportunity for the Royals to take full advantage of and get right back into the hunt.
Well, yeah, look, if you don't think the Nationals are very good, wait till you see the White Sox.
Right, exactly.
Nationals can hit. This is going to be good. Now, listen, their chances are, I mean, they're very, very low to be able to overcome the hole that they've dug. To be pretty honest about it, they're like less than 5%, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're low.
But, and I heard this, so this is what they were talking about. It was Eisenberg on the radio. I was driving home from soccer practice last night. A couple of the issues that they face in that are that they do not have tiebreakers against the Red Sox, against the Yankees. I don't know if it's impossible yet, but they may not be able to get the tiebreaker against Texas. Like, all these teams they're trailing, they also have a tiebreaker loss to. So while they're actually 7 games back of the Mariners aren't one of them because they'll play them still. So let's say the Red Sox, as they're actually 5.5 games behind the Red Sox, they're actually 6.5 games. The Yankees, they're 4 games back. Technically, they're actually 5 games back because we already know they don't have those tiebreakers. So that makes it even more daunting. And the only way this is possible is if the Royals go ballistic over these last 62 games. If they need, Tommy, if
42.
They need to get,
they only have 42
wins.
Games left. They only play 42
sorry, yeah,
games.
42. Yeah, yeah, my bad. 42 games left. If they're going to get to 87 of those wins,
you have to win, right? 27 of your final 42
games. You
got to
go 27 and 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. 27 and 15 down the stretch. When you say that out loud, that's not that crazy, right? Like, 27 and 15 is not anything that's like out of reach, unheard of, but man, you got to play really good baseball to do it.
The only way that doesn't seem out of reach is when you look at their remaining strength of schedule, and they have one of the easiest strengths of schedule remaining in their final 42 games. And when you take a look at all of the contenders in both the American League and the National League, the Royals have one of the more advantageous remaining schedules left out of the quote unquote contenders to make it to the playoffs. And so you've got to take advantage of it. I actually went through after the game last night. I'm like, okay, I want to go game by game and look at their remaining 42 games. I think the Royals conceivably can go 27 and 15 without sweeping any of the series that are coming up. Now, they've got to go 2 of 3. They've got to go 3 of 4. But if you bake in a couple of losses here and there, especially with some of the more difficult series they have coming up, I know they play the Mariners at one point. They play the Rangers, who are in front of them, at one point. They play the Phillies, I think, on the road. I think they go to Philadelphia and play them in the next couple of weeks, too. Like, you're baking in losses here and there. So conceivably, it's not like we're saying the Royals have to go and sweep a bunch of series if they want to get into it. And they've got to win series, but they don't necessarily have to sweep them.
They have to.
So I think that's important
to
know.
Some of the bad ones.
They don't have to. They should. They need to. But if we're just looking at trying to get to a number, if we're looking at them trying to get to 27 wins out of their final 42, they can do it without sweeping any of these teams coming up. We would like them to, the bad teams, absolutely. And there should be some advantageous matchups to be able to talk. Like, the White Sox this weekend, for instance, are one that, you know, you should conceivably sweep them. But they don't have to. I think that's the silver lining in all of this, is that you can go moving forward knowing that it's like every game is not a single elimination game moving forward. Like, it's not like if you drop one, all right, well, there goes our chances. You can't let it get away from you. You can't start losing series, but you don't have to sweep them either.
I think if you take care of business today, for instance, against, let's say they sweep the Nationals and they come out and sweep the White Sox, that lessens the burden of the series they do have remaining when maybe they go to Philadelphia or they host Toronto. What's interesting about the schedule you laid out, I think it's good when you don't have to play as many bad teams, but here's what's kind of funny about it. They also don't get a lot of head-to-head opportunities against these teams that they're chasing the rest of the way. So they get the Rangers, who they're currently chasing, not by much. They'll get the Tigers a bunch if you think that's at all still within reach. But of the teams they trail, they do have a series against Cleveland. Seattle is, there's one series left against Seattle. Toronto's probably a division winner, so that they don't really matter. You know, there aren't a lot of where you can look at it and say, all right, they're going to be able to gain ground in this one. So they are going to need some help. And those other teams, because there are still so many, are going to play each other too, which is handy. You're 8.5 games behind Detroit, 6 head to head. That feels like that feels not possible. So it's still the wild card, but you're not going to be able to directly gain that ground against those teams. You don't really play them directly. Rick says they are who they've shown us they are, just an average 500 team, not going 27-15. Look, Rick, the odds are there. I get it, right? I'm not like you're not like breaking news to anybody that going 27-15 is not likely. But this team, when it has not been as good offensively, has won, was it 16 out of 18? Like, they've done it this year. They've shown us they're capable this year of being that kind of team. Now, will they? Again, chances are really low that they can get this pulled off. But if it is 87 wins and you think about it as 27-15, then yeah, look, they're talented enough to have a stretch of baseball like that. We've seen it this year, but they're also capable of, you know, laying an egg too, which we've also seen plenty of this year. So it's there. I mean, we're just trying to look at this thing and see it. I am like, you can't write them off yet. That would be as crazy as saying they have no chance, would be to completely write them off.
I may have been as close as I've been all season long to writing them off Monday night when they fell behind 2-0 and then fell behind 4-2 in the opening game against the Nationals. After dropping the heartbreaker on Sunday, dropping 2 of 3 to the Twins, they were down on Monday, and I think I even texted you. I'm like, it's not going to happen for the Royals. Like, this is slipping out of their fingertips. It's not going to work. And then all of a sudden, they come back, and they win. They win again yesterday. They've got an opportunity to sweep a team that they should sweep, and then a weekend series against another team they should sweep. And then, as I mentioned before, you take a look at their remaining strength of schedule, and it's one of the easiest in Major League Baseball. And so, Rick, like, generally, like, with that statement, I would probably be a little bit more agreeable to what you just said. Like, they're not a playoff team. They've shown us who they are. They're not going to go 27-15 until you look at their remaining strength of schedule, and it's gettable. It's there for them. Will they do it, I think, is another question, but it's set up for them to be able to do that. They've just got to take advantage of it. And if they can continue to string together wins against teams that they should be beating, like the Nationals and the White Sox, this week generally could be pretty impactful for them and their playoff hopes.
I mean, they're a positive weekend away from being 2 games out in the wild card, right? If you ask me right now, are the Royals going to make the playoffs? And I have to give you an answer. I'm going to be with the masses and say no. But I'm not going to say it's impossible. I'm not going to say they don't have a chance. I still do think this is a talented team. I think now, for the first time, they're going to have to overcome some real adversity through injuries and all the things that they're facing. But again, like for all the reasons we've thought this was a talented roster, can they go 12 games over 500 in a 42 game stretch? Sure they can.
And by the way, we don't even know that it's going to be 87 wins. It could be 85 wins, right? Like it could be,
it could be 90.
It could be 90. We don't know, but that's probably a nice little dart throw at a number that they've got to reach, I would imagine. So it could be more than that. It could be fewer than that. Time will tell. One other quick note. I don't know if you saw this or not, but in his first rehab game back, Jack Caglione raked. Like he absolutely raked. I think he was 4 for 5, had a bunch of RBIs. Like he was outstanding. I say keep him there for another couple of weeks. Let him get that confidence built back up before you bring him back up to the bigs.
Yeah, that's going to be some really interesting stuff as that goes through. All right, we're going to come back. We got another hour of Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.